From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The mood at the Medical Marijuana Commission meeting on Tuesday afternoon was all business, even as House and Senate committees take up bills on Wednesday that could redirect the commission's momentum. Bobby Ampazon of Arkansas Public Media reports.
That possibility, there are several options that we've looked at that may be available.
The Medical Marijuana Commission meeting began with a discussion of how other states rolled out their medical marijuana programs, and then ended on the question, where should we hold the first public comment hearing?
War Memorial Stadium.
You know, War Memorial Stadium may not be a bad idea with the amount of public interest.
So it's fair to say the commission's hopeful. The deadline for their final draft of rules is May 8th, and Chief Counsel Joel DePippa, who you heard there, says they're on track. Of course, at noon today, the Senate Committee on Public Health, Welfare, and Labor may take up Senate Bill 238, sponsored by Bigelow Republican Jason Rapert, which would delay medical marijuana in the state until the federal government legalizes it, if that ever happens. Similarly, the House Select Committee on Rules plans to take up seven bills sponsored by North Little Rock Republican Representative Doug House, all on medical marijuana. None of these, though, are meant to debilitate the program. Arkansans voted November 8th for medical marijuana by a margin of about 6-7%. So far, the commission steered clear of these existential medical marijuana debates, but at least one member, anesthesiologist Carlos Roman, says lawmakers should take their lead from the voters.
The people voted for it. Again, I didn't vote for the bill, but the people voted for it. Let's just do this in the safest, fairest way we can make it successful. I mean, I don't think it does well for legislature to come in and subvert something the people of Arkansas voted for.
The Senate committee meets at 10 a.m. in room 272, the House committee at noon in the MAC building. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.